Sky.
Yes, Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Spiritual coach Raghini Michaels is here on CBS Sky Radio today. I'm Cassandra from Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ. Today, we have a gift to offer our listeners. If you want to stop comparing yourself to others, feel like you have to be perfect all the time, or a bit OCD about being positive all the time, then go to BeggarSecret.com to get a one-hour truly value-packed content. And now we'll go right back to CJ.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and in this segment, Raghini, our spiritual coach, is going to offer some practical ideas and putting a spiritual lens of what you should do or what you can do when you're feeling out of control. I hear this all the time with my friends, Raghini. Welcome, Raghini. I'm so out of control right now. I feel out of control. My life is out of control. What is it that, what would be a better way of relating to the scenario?
Having a different understanding of what it would mean to have your life be out of your control. Because in reality, your life is out of your control, and it's not out of your control. It is a big paradox. Mm-hmm. There's certain things you can do, which we've talked about, which is monitoring your relationship to your life. Mm-hmm. Do you hate it? Do you love it? Are you accepting it? Are you rejecting it? Mm-hmm. Okay. And your life. You can't do anything about what's coming your way. Mm-hmm. This is the easiest way to reduce stress. To say whatever comes my way is not up to me. Right. It's not up to me what comes my way. There's too many factors in the world, you know, for me to say I can control what comes in my day from right. morning till night. Right. So if you can understand that you can't control what comes your way. I can't control my life.
Right.
And
I can't control if all of a sudden someone's going to knock on the door or right. not or whatever.
I can't control what's going to happen.
There's traffic or not. I can't control that.
If you can relax with that, then you can say, and I can control the way I react to that, the way I respond to that. Because mm-hmm. mostly what we do is react. Mm-hmm. We react to life. Yeah. The key here is to learn how to respond to life. Yeah. Because that's when you get control back, which mm-hmm. is, interestingly enough, gotten by letting go.
Say that over again.
When you get control of life, of your inner, of the way you're going to respond to life.
Control of your inner response.
Control of your inner response. Then actually what happens by gaining control of that is that you get it by letting go. What do you let go of? Your attachment to making the outer world the way you need it to be.
Ah. Okay, got it. So when I'm feeling out of control, my life is so out of control. I hear a client going, I feel totally out of control. Then it's basically saying, I'm going to let go because ultimately I'm not in control anyways. There's thousands of variables that could be happening.
And that is like incredibly difficult for us to really accept.
Yeah.
You know, because it makes us feel powerless and helpless. Now, in reality, that's the doorway to having a real inner life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the idea that we were talking about in last week when you said that, you know, sometimes like, you know, you're on your computer, you have someone calling on the phone, the doorbell rings. That's an example of feeling completely mm-hmm. out of control. You described it as
right.
spinning around in a circle.
Right.
And basically what I love the guidance that you gave during that tip, but just during that segment, which is to just go with it. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm like, I am out of control! I am out of control! And I think I'm just going, okay, I am out of control. But that is the reality anyway, so I think it's just accepting, like, I am out of control right now.
When you decide you're going to do something, whatever it is, whether it's go to a pottery place and throw a pot, or you're going to write a book, or you're going to create a program that you're going to sell online,
right.
or you're going to go into your boss and offer them some kind of, you know, idea you have, whatever it is, you put all your energy into that, but you have to know that you have no control over the outcome.
Right.
Okay. Now, at the same time, and I realize this is very paradoxical for people, at the same time, you want to hold the outcome that you want in your mind.
Yeah, it's a very tough dance, the whole
it's a tough
manifesting
dance.
This workshop will attract millions of people, and you're like trying to manifest that, trying to manifest. And if it doesn't, then I'm totally fine with it too.
And that's hard to do unless you have an inner stance that says, my life is about me learning what I need to learn. And maybe the failure of that offers me a terrific opportunity to learn mm-hmm. about letting go, mm-hmm. right? Or something. Whatever it is you need to learn. But if you look at things that happen in your life as learning circumstances, classrooms that are developed just for you, nobody else, nobody else. This is your circumstance, your dream, your success, your failure, whatever it is. It's just for you. Can you find the learning in it? Can you find the gift? If you can, then it's easy to let go of the failure or the success or whatever it is that happened that wasn't the way you wanted it to go.
Mm. All right. So in the next couple minutes, tell us about The Beggar's Secret. What can I find in that?
The Beggar's Secret is a series of three videos that I put together mm-hmm. to help people who have put time and energy into trying to understand and change the fact that they keep comparing themselves to everybody else, that they want to control everything and make everything a certain way, and that they keep and that they feel that they're not good enough.
Okay, so what will I get as a beggar? What secret will I get as a beggar?
Well, you have to watch the videos to get the secret. But I'll tell you, we've been talking about the secret here.
Right.
All right. The secret really is a different and very precise way of looking at your journey as you experience it. Mm. You know, most of us don't think of going on a journey like we do a vacation, you know. But really, if you think of your journey, your life, as a little trip, you know, where everything's already planned for you, you know, the reservations are already made, the hotels you're going to stay in are already decided, the deposits have been paid, you know, and the people you're going to meet, you know, the tour guides that are there and where, what you're going to do is already all decided. All you have to do is relax and enjoy. That's a very different way of looking at your life. Mm-hmm. And it's not saying you still have to do things. You still have to go get on the plane. You still have to pack. You still have to decide what you're going to take. You have to decide what you're going to do when you get into Paris and do you want to go to the Louvre?
Right.
I mean, there it is. It's on the schedule.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not interested in art. You know, maybe you'd rather go someplace else and go have some good pasta somewhere.
Right.
You still have your free choice. You still get to do what you want, but it's in the context of your life. Mm-hmm. So The Beggar's Secret relates to how to navigate this weird dynamic of being in control and not being in control at the same time. And the beggar knew how to do it. And those videos are the introduction to a training that I have online, which gives you the tool then for how to actually manifest that kind of happiness and peacefulness and centeredness, no matter what's going on.
Love it. So I have to tell you, Ragini, having been a student of Ragini's for many years, Ragini is an exquisite teacher. So I'm sure videos are fabulous. So thank you, Ragini. Thank you for being here. Ragini Michaels, author of Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. And join us next week when we talk about Ragini on what are we talking about? Oh, everyday problems. Can't remember what they are, but tune in next week.
Maybe one of them is forgetfulness.
Forgetfulness. Exactly. Have a great week, everyone.